Task 1.
You are going to hear a text about a Chinese museum. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the questions below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the questions now.
The National Palace Museum in Taipei is home to the world's largest collection of Chinese art. In carefully controlled climatic conditions, 200,000 pieces of priceless art are displayed. Paintings, tapestries, the history of China hand-scribed, porcelain and jade carvings. Ritual bronze vessels dating back 3,000 years bear inscription of achievement, imperial favor, or settlement of a contract, ultimately providing a contemporary record of ancient history. In the Shang Dynasty, these vessels were used to make offerings to dead ancestors, whose spirits were believed to control man's earthly well-being. Many of these vessels emerged from ancient tombs when heavy rains washed away topsoil, forcing the earth to give up its treasures. How this priceless collection came to rest here? The origins of the collection began over 1,000 years ago under the guidance of Emperor Taizu of the Song Dynasty. Over the centuries, additional works of art were added. The collection was eventually housed in the Forbidden City in Peking. And then in 1924, the nationalist government ousted the last surviving Manchu emperor, Pu Yi, giving his entourage of 2,000 ladies and eunuchs just 2 hours to evacuate. Scholars were then sent in to catalogue the treasure. A museum was established, and finally the people had access to 5,000 years of Chinese history through works of porcelain, paintings, and jade carvings. The art collection had enormous symbolic value for its owners, by bestowing a measure of political legitimacy on whoever possessed it. And so, to protect it from the Japanese when war broke out in 1931, the priceless treasures were encased and shuttled back and forth across war-torn China by rail, foot, boat, and ox cart. Miraculously, not a single item was destroyed. Only one-third of the 600,000-piece collection can be shown at any one time. Under an elaborate security system, the rest of the collection rests in vaults tunneled into the mountain behind the museum.